Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello and welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is confessions. We have some spicy confessions today, and I'm joined by two people who have confessions to make. Just kidding.
On my driver's license, it says I'm 6'5", but I lied about it. I'm 6'4".
Oh, that's crazy.
When I got it, I just said, hey, I'll just give myself room to grow, you know? Just in case I could grow a late extra inch,
that's
you know?
That's cool. Same.
Get that hashtag extra inch, I'm sorry.
I'll give a confession.
Okay.
Now that I know that this is a very successful podcast, I'm extra nervous today.
I
knew, but I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I had another, someone came up to me, I was at Mythical yesterday, and one of the editors came up and he was like, yo, he's like, my wife, like, listens to Reddit Stories. She had no idea it was, like, Smosh related
or anything.
I think
everyone calls it just Reddit.
Yeah, and he was like, she was listening to it, and I was like, oh, I know Trevor, like, he's on that. He's, like, listening to him in the car. So, another.
It's definitely odd, because when we're filming, it's just such a chill little time.
And it's such a Smosh video to me.
Yeah.
And I forget that Smosh videos are also other things, like Reddit podcasts. You know, it's like two things in one, it feels
like.
Yeah,
it's a trip.
Yeah, it's scary, man. A lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
On.
Don't forget
like someone's
that.
Driving right now.
Yeah.
They're driving right
You're in your car. Yeah. Let's just, hey, if you're in your car listening to this podcast, just take a few seconds to close your eyes and really just
take
a deep breath and lock in for these stories.
All right. Well, I have been told by our producers that these confessions are wild. So
okay.
Let's buckle up. Our first confession. This is awesome. This comes from True Off My Chest. Someone wrote, I shit my pants during a job interview last week.
No, man. Aww.
It happens to
I
not
shit
everyone,
my pants but... during job interview last week.
Does it say during job interview?
During job interview.
Not during
not
my
Not during job. The job interview, not during a job interview.
During job interview.
I know this sounds absurd, but exactly what the title reads. I had a job interview last week and I shit my pants during it. I do not know what messed up my stomach, but just before the interview, I felt that burning urge of going to the toilet. I felt something was wrong, but hoped I could sort it out in 10 minutes. Boy, I was wrong. I literally shit my bowels out, but still felt like doing more. I checked my phone, and it was time for the interview.
No.
I did not want to delay it, as it was the final round with the COO of the company. I joined the interview call after cleaning myself. We started the interview, and I could hear roaring noises coming from my bowels and was sweating. I wished for the interview to end quickly, but the COO asked and asked. In the end, I could not hold it up anymore and literally shit my pants. The COO told me I am a great fit for the position, and I got the final offer. 3 times annual salary of what I previously made with great benefits. I did not know if I should cry or laugh at that time. I just left the call after final sayings. I had to throw my chair out and get a new one. It was a shitty interview, but with a great ending. I'll probably tell this one to my grandchildren in the future. Okay, so it was a video call.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I was going to say.
It's a video call, which means it's totally fine.
Video yeah. call, and they got the job.
Yeah.
Could you
yeah.
imagine shitting yourself and you didn't get the job?
That would have been tough.
If I'm on a video call and I have to shit my pants, I'm like, maybe I'm going to try to get through this. Because I understand delaying a video call almost reads worse than if you're at the office.
Yeah.
And it's like, they know you're there.
Yeah.
You have to go use the restroom.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I can't, honestly, mad respect for being able to like poop your pants and like just let it happen and keep yourself like cool,
composed,
calm, collected, and get the job. That's impressive.
That almost might impress them more if after the interview you go, just so you know, I shit my pants during
my
this
pants.
And I maintained composure.
Yeah.
So I want you to
know.
So
I think we
like,
should look at 4 times my salary and not 3 times.
If we're looking at a merger or we're looking at some sort of negotiation, like I'm going to be able to handle the heat.
Yeah.
Okay, go with me on this.
Okay.
Have you ever thought like, I could, like, with the Zoom calls since pandemic, have you ever thought you could take it into the toilet and do the call?
No, because the background would very clearly be a bathroom.
See, my old place.
It all looked like a toilet.
I could take. It's crazy.
See, I'll
but
go.
I just want to know if other people thought that. Like, what if you were shitting your pants and you were just like, just take it with you. So it's not a mess? That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
It's disgusting. Cut that. That's disgusting.
Zoom calls are devious, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, camera off, I'll take that anywhere, you know?
Camera off.
Camera off, sure. I'm going anywhere with that call.
I wonder if I would run to the bathroom, do camera off, and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, my camera's out for some reason. Go to the bathroom. Then come back.
See, I kind of thought that. I mean, it depends. If it's like a 3-person Zoom call, that's a little bit more dicey. But if you're in like a group of 10 people, you flick that camera off for a few minutes, nobody's gonna care. They probably know what you're doing. We all know. Everybody's had to go to the bathroom during a Zoom call.
I don't trust it though. I mean, if I was in an interview, I'm probably like turning off the camera and shutting the laptop just because I'm
right.
like,
it's a crazy thing.
The risk is too great.
I've never done it. I've always thought like. Could this happen?
Yeah. Comments here. How did that interview go with the potentially new guy? He was uptight in the beginning, but by the end, he seemed so relaxed and relieved. Someone said, gah, I'm about to go into an interview and my tummy also is rebelling. Sadly, this is not a remote interview, so if I shit myself, it's going to be a long walk home through town. Someone else works well under pressure. And finally, someone said, you muted when it came out, right? And OP said, yes. That's clutch.
Yeah.
Clutch move.
That's crazy, man.
Oh, my God. They had to throw the chair away.
Yeah. That's rough.
I have to throw the pants away, too. I've always had that fear. I've never come even close to pooping my pants, but I've had that fear sometimes where I'm, like, getting really sweaty on the way home, and I'm thinking, do I need to stop? Do I need to pull over? And, like, what would I do? I don't think I'd be able to keep the pants.
No.
I think it'd be over.
No.
Even if I really loved them.
Yeah.
I once drove an hour with food poisoning and I managed to get home. It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Nice.
This next one is good. Also from True Off My Chest. My boyfriend doesn't know that I understand everything he says in his native language during sex.
What? Wait, what kind of stuff is he saying?
So this is a 22-year-old woman.
This is rich.
He's like, they're like, Shaisa.
So this is a 22-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 25, we've been together for 3 years, and he's originally from France and moved to the States when he was 20. His native tongue is French. Back in 2022, I began taking classes to learn French. I've tried keeping it a secret from him so I can surprise him once I'm fully fluent. However, as I began understanding French more and more, I began realizing that his dirty talk wasn't actually dirty talk.
No!
I'm a sucker for accents, so listening to him just talk always got me off. But I realized he has been secretly complaining about me. To me, the complaints aren't big. He hates how long I take in the shower and the fact I eat all the Nutella before he can get some. He hates that I stomp around like a monkey in the mornings and wake him up. It takes everything within me not to laugh while he's balls deep in me. Calling me an obnoxious monkey and complaining about my cold feet touching him in the middle of the night.
No.
I love this man so. I love this man so much. I can't wait to marry him.
What?
That was the last sentence.
That's crazy. An obnoxious monkey.
He's saying that during sex.
During sex.
During sex, he's talking about her eating all the Nutella.
Dirty talk.
As dirty talk. So he's saying it in a like, you know, sexy way.
Mm. Wow. I feel like the whole room is aghast right now.
That's insane.
Aghasped right now?
Aghast.
Aghast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable. I want to hear a recording of like what that sounds like. Just like
it's not your place. It's not your place.
I want to know if it sounds just like, oh yeah, like this guy could really be talking dirty, or if I'd hear it and be like, okay, were there some context clues? Like
my confusion is Nutella, like she had to have heard Nutella. it's not like there's a French
is
word
he saying,
for Nutella.
Like,
that's a
like
brand. Like he's like, oh, Nutella. She's like, yo, you just said Nutella.
Yeah. What? She's eating all the hazelnut spread. What is she?
Can I say something? I think it's a little bit of a red flag.
You think it's a red flag?
That he's talking shit about her in front of her, kind of behind her back, during an intimate moment.
I think that's fair.
I don't know. I love that she has a good attitude about it, but it is kind of like, oh, say it to my face.
He is saying it to her face. he is. Directly at
He's
her.
He's saying it to a lot of things,
yeah.
But
yeah.
This is crazy.
And they're not bad complaints. They're complaints he could just actually have a conversation with her.
I know, but is it
just accept. Those are things that you don't necessarily
feel like I would like to know if my partner got off on kind of complaining about me and that was sexy to them.
That is also the question. Is this like his thing?
That's my question. I didn't mean like label it a red flag, but I would say it's just good to know, like, is this his thing? Does this get him going?
I think it can read as a little disrespectful. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I
guess it depends on like how long they've been together, you know, and if that's the kind of like
have been together for 3 years.
How long has he been talking shit about her in bed?
Yeah,
is
how
it
long
from
has he
like
been
day one?
This?
Yeah. And the things he's talking shit about, are they things she knows he dislikes, or are they new to her because he's never said that? And he's just kind of talking behind her back to her face.
I think it's pretty bold of him, borderline stupid, that they've been together for 3 years and he thinks she hasn't picked up on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like people pick up on it eventually. Like she probably. By the like tone of this story, I wonder if she has talked to him. If it's like resolved,
yeah.
She's just telling this funny story. Now.
That's why I'm like kind of happy at her tone, because it seems like it's just like a silly like we're rough and complain about each other sometimes.
We have an edit for context here, so sort of an update, more like just more info. Okay, I'm clearing some things up because for some reason people are starting to send me threats and I can't reply to all the comments.
Jesus.
Threats.
Reddit?
Yeah, that's to be
threats
expected.
Threats about what?
I know, man.
You shouldn't have learned French.
You're having sex.
What's
You're a
wrong
witch
with
and
you?
A whore.
That's actually probably where it's coming from. It's not just mean shit. He says loving things too. However, that's not as funny as him being pissed off about not getting any Nutella, LOL. I don't purposefully wake him up. What he's referring to with me waking him up, stomping around, is I wear heels to work. Sometimes the clicking of the heels when I'm leaving wakes him up. He's a super light sleeper, and I typically don't put my heels on until I'm outside the front door to avoid this, but sometimes I'm just in a rush. Two, he didn't call it Nutella, but referred to it as something along the lines of bread spread, and it's the only spread we have because neither of us like jams or jellies. 3, I don't eat all of it all the time. Sometimes I just happen to be the one that finishes off the jar. However, I'm not a gluttonous pig, as some of you have called me, just because I sometimes get the last serving. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Something interesting to me is that whenever people post on Reddit, I assume like, oh, you post on Reddit a lot, or you read Reddit a lot if you're mm-hmm. posting on Reddit. And people are always taken aback by like mm-hmm. insane responses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you not read Reddit?
Yeah.
I'm like, but I think what happens is when people post their own post, that's the first time they're reading all of the comments. Mm-hmm. And on Reddit or anywhere,
100%.
The top comments are usually cool or funny or whatever.
Yeah.
But you go down
the pits.
Into the pits.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to start to see, yeah. it's like Coruscant when you're going way down.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to go down there. Yeah. There's always going to be someone who's going to be just saying something mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're just lurking. They're just saying mean things on every post.
I got a crazy idea, and sorry if this is crass, but maybe it's like a strategy for him. Maybe it's like a strategy to like last longer. He like knows that she kind of finds it sexy to speak French, and he's like, I'm just gonna say random shit to distract myself.
That's actually a really good thought.
He's like, I'm gonna like say stuff, and it's like, you know, gonna keep her like turned on and going, and it's gonna like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, that
he starts
could
complaining.
Be it.
He starts complaining. It's like he yeah. kind of distracts himself.
Yeah.
Smart.
I don't know. Just saying.
Or, he's like, bread's bread.
I can't. pretty unsexy. Comments that were not horrible. This is the Frenchest thing I've ever read. She should wait 20 years from now and tell him she learned French 20 years ago in French. Then never speak another word of French. Dirty talk is a talent. Not sounding awkward and taking yourself or your partner out of it is hard. My guess is that he's using the language barrier as a crutch. He can put that good venom in his tone because he's actually saying something critical, but he can just say regular shit since he thinks you can't understand him. Someone else said, LOL, this was funny. I'm sure some people are going to get their undies in a wad over it and say break up or something, but complaining about your cold feet touching him is hilarious to me. I half expected you to say he's complained about how you say croissant whilst taking you to Pound Town. LOL.
Whilst taking you to
whilst
Pound Town.
Whilst taking you to Pound Town.
LOL.
I love a Reddit joke. I love that people got so upset about this. That's hilarious.
And that she was just like, guys, relax.
Yeah, chill.
Calling someone
chill,
a gluttonous pig is crazy.
My God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I feel like your theory might be right.
That was my assumption. Like, people talk about like, oh, dirty talk is hard. I'm like, it makes me wonder. That's just so specific.
Yeah.
That sounds like him trying to distract himself.
Literally. Yeah. Or I think just it's say a good anything. Theory.
Yeah.
It's a good strat, honestly. I respect
okay,
him for
we're
it.
We're stopping it here. We're stopping it here.
What?
All right, we're done.
Dude, that's kind of the meta.
Talking about sex with you two, it's just like hanging out with like your cousins, you know, and you're like, all right, no more talking about this.
Okay, we're done.
We're moving on.
We're done. Our next story. I made a comment to my ex-husband when we signed our divorce, and his girlfriend now accuses me of being the reason he didn't propose to her on Christmas. Okay, let's get into this. Hello and happy new year. My ex-husband and I, both in our late 40s, had a real love story for 17 years. He was my world, and I loved everything about him. I thought he loved me too, but about 2 years ago, for about 2 months, he changed. The change was so palpable that I knew it in my heart that it was another woman. He stopped kissing me good morning or good night, stopped asking me on dates, and always declined when I did. He didn't doze off with his head in my lap to a movie every evening, always missing the end. Now he sat on the other couch. He stopped saying he loved me, and he stopped texting me during the day. I didn't know what to do other than wait and see, and sure enough, after 2 months, he told me he was in love and wanted a divorce. I was heartbroken, but I couldn't do anything about it. I would never beg someone to love me no matter how much I love them. He moved out and started the divorce. His new girlfriend, early 30s, moved in with him not long after. My ex-husband is very successful, and our divorce was finalized a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen my ex-husband much since he moved out. I don't know what got into me. I have kept civil and prideful during the separation. I was surprised that he was with his lawyer because I thought he just signed and didn't need to be there. I signed and then I looked at him for the first time in 2 years, and just without giving myself the time to stop and keep my dignity, I smiled and said that he now lost the last woman who he would know for sure ever loved and saw him for him and not for his money or assets. He too was smiling at first, Probably relieved that I finally was fine enough to look at him again. He complained to our son that I never looked at him anymore. His smile faltered and turned into a shock. Then he started crying. I was terrified of what I did and just left, almost running. I got a text from his girlfriend this morning with many insults about me, my character, and my looks and age. Because he was supposed to have proposed on Christmas with all the family present, but he didn't. He now refuses to talk about it with her or any of her family, and she means that it was my fault. I ruined their relationship. I blocked her, but I can't help but wonder if I really did ruin their relationship. I even wonder if I care. All I know is that he looked so old and pathetic. I wonder if I ever really knew him or loved him.
This is wild.
I mean,
God, you know,
she got him.
Good for her.
I mean, this is pretty blatant.
Pretty cunty to say that at the signing of the papers. Like, you're looking at the last woman you've ever ever love you, not for your money. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she was Angela Bassett in that moment. Yes. In that very moment, she became Angela Bassett.
But she probably rocked his fucking world.
No, I'm glad she got to say her piece, because I can't imagine, like, yeah, going through that and, like, yeah, just keeping, it seems like she really just held everything down for so long. So getting to say that and...
I thought she was going to say that she loved him and that freaked him out or something. Like, I thought she'd be like, I will always love you or whatever. But her making a comment about just, like, his other relationships just as a statement because he's so successful is kind of wild.
I also think that the way she phrased it is... Because it sounds like he had an absolute midlife crisis and is super insecure. And to hear, like, oh, like, she's like, I did love you for you. Mm-hmm. But now you've thrown that away and you've screwed your life up.
Yeah.
Irreparably. And I think he clearly, like, recognizes that's the truth.
Yeah.
And lost it in that moment because... Yeah, that is probably the case.
I also imagine it probably rocked his world, not just in that relationship, but forever, to be like, you're at a different socioeconomic status, and sometimes people are going to like you and love you and want to be around you, not for you. And he's probably mourning that probably just happened, right? And he doesn't, like, oh. Yeah. And it probably freaked him out forever.
Yeah, planting that seed of doubt, like, in like specifically what she said, where you'll never know for sure if someone loves you for you and not just your money. Like, God, he's got to be thinking about that every time he's in a relationship. Like, wait, does this person?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And that's forever. Like, it's just happened.
Yeah. She seems very smart. I mean, yeah, when people cheat, I feel like the signs are typically very clear. Mm-hmm. She knew this was coming before it even happened. I mean, this is about as bad as it gets as far as how he's going about it. And, like, I just think it hit him how blatantly he did this and how he can't ever take this back and, like, he has to live with this for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
This new relationship is not going to last. Mm-hmm. It just, like, statistically, they don't. And especially now with the seed of doubt in his head, he now knows... I wouldn't be shocked if there will... Actually, no, he's probably too prideful to ever go back to her and ask.
Yeah.
Or try to make that work. But...
Yeah, I mean, just, like, cutting from what the way she described it, just, like, making that switch so fast of just, like, going from, like, being a loving person to completely disconnected, like, not even making an effort. It's crazy how, like, seemingly easy it was for him to just be like, I'm done. Like, I'm moving on. I'm now in love with someone else.
It's wild after 17 years, too, but I don't know. It makes me question... Like, I believe their relationship for all those years, like what she's saying, but it's also just like, man, that flip is so wild.
It's giving midlife crisis post-success.
It is.
Change.
But it's also why, like, I think doing work on yourself is important, even if your life is fine in so many ways, because there's those underlying things that, like, you don't address that then once you hit a part in your life where that kind of gets uncovered. It's almost like when you dig up an old ancient relic or something and then, like, this curse is released. Like, I think that happens with people sometimes.
That's so true.
Where, like, it's like, oh, you're fine for decades, and then suddenly, for some reason, something comes out.
Yeah, but you weren't fine. You were dissociating.
You weren't, right? You were covering it up, or, like, it just wasn't being challenged yet, or it wasn't coming out.
But, people don't wake up and be like, I don't love this person anymore. Something built, right? Something, or something.
Yeah.
They're not taking care of something
this was his own battle, right? Yeah. Like, this was his own thing. He clearly found this new relationship to prove something to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, prove his own worth to himself. And
yeah, he's probably just insecure. He's just, like, not, like, sure. And then this, like, new thing, like, is validating for him. And he's like, finally, I feel good. Like, this makes me feel good about myself.
It probably also was a wake-up call of, like, oh, I actually am not in love with this new person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was all just a ruse to make myself feel good.
Yeah, or, you know, she said he got very successful. It could have been some attention. Money changes people. He could have gotten a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And a 17-year relationship, I imagine you don't get the same amount of attention as you do in the beginning of everything.
No, so, but what he can't ever get again is it's true, is that
genuine
she
love.
She loved him
yes.
from before he was mm-hmm. successful. Now he's going to be a 50-year-old man with a lot of money and like just his
and
whole
never
life.
Know.
He can never get that again because he does have money now.
Yeah.
He's always going to question that.
He lost his day one shorty.
Suck to watch you say it.
That was a huge bummer for us.
Yeah. Shorty.
Yeah.
Comments. You can't ruin something that was already broken. Let's be honest. If he was so sure in their relationship enough to end your marriage, a simple remark from you should have been brushed off. The fact that it hit him so hard means he had doubts to begin with.
Yeah.
Someone else said, can we take a moment to appreciate the pettiness of a man who ended a 17-year marriage complaining about the woman he hurt not wanting to look at him? Someone else said, how could you resist not texting back? I wouldn't get hung up on him proposing. He doesn't take marriage vows seriously anyways. Someone said, you're better than me. I would screenshot the texts and send them straight to the ex with a, can you please take care of this and in the future keep me out of your personal life unless it directly involves our children? Thanks. Lastly, someone said, the grass is often greener on the other side because it's been fertilized by bullshit. Happy New Year, OP. Yeah.
Happy New Year, OP.
Happy New Year, OP.
Hey, OP. Happy New Year.
Fuck.
Good luck mowing that lawn and bullshit.
It will never stop blowing my mind when people cheat, just that they think it's all good. Yeah. Like, that he's just like, why won't you look at me? It's like, I don't know, man. What did you just do?
He's like, sure, I've been lying to myself for years and not really actually having full thoughts and feelings and communicating them correctly, but why wouldn't you look at me?
Middle-aged men on their way to cheat. Surely this won't nuke my whole life.
Damn, we're fucking crushing.
Dude.
You guys are killing it. Good job over there. All right, our next story. This comes from the subreddit Confession. Someone wrote, I stole from a museum as a child, and I don't mean from the gift shop.
Oh my God.
And I don't mean from the gift shop.
When I was a child, around 7 or 8, I went on a school trip to a museum that had an ancient Egypt exhibit running. The museum staff allowed the class to look at some old relics, passing them around in a circle. I remember looking at this little greeny/blue-colored figurine of a goddess with a hippo head. I really liked it. Without a second thought, I put it in my pocket and took it home with me. I sat at home playing with it, not really understanding the gravity of what I had done. Then we had a big assembly at school. The museum was looking for this figurine as it was not a replica, but an actual ancient Egyptian artifact. I remember playing scenarios in my head of how I could give it back without getting caught, but I couldn't see a way out of it. The museum became angrier, the assemblies grew more pressing, letters went home to all parents, parents were called in of naughty children who could have possibly done it. Finally, everyone calmed down. They realized they weren't getting it back. I got away with it. The problem is, I'm now 31 and I still have the figurine.
Shut the fuck up!
I couldn't throw it away. It's thousands of years old. I couldn't give it back. I would have been in unbelievable trouble. If I gave it back now, it would look strange that it's turned up after all this time in the same town by someone who went to the same school. I've never told anyone about this figurine. No one else has ever seen it. I have no idea what I'll ever do with it, but that's my confession. Museum thief of an ancient artifact at 7 years old.
I'm obsessed.
7 years old. Come on, they're 7 year olds.
They should make this movie with the kid who plays young Sheldon.
I have several thoughts. Okay, first, right off the bat, I think it's dumb to be passing around an ancient artifact to a bunch of children.
Like, someone could drop it, throw it, like,
that's 7 years old.
Yeah, like, stop yelling at the kids and fire the person who decided to do that.
I get it. I get the temptation. Whenever I'm at a museum, I want to touch things, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think shit should just be kept behind glass because it's going to, over time, get worn down or
I would have eaten it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gained its powers. Second thing, more important, this kid's worried about the museum. He's worried about people. I'm like, you're not worried about any ancient Egyptian curses that you now have on you.
True.
Like, dude, you might have all of them. Ra is pissed at you, okay?
Dude, he's Moon Knight now.
This is?
Moon Knight. Yeah, or he's got powers.
Okay, hot take. I, at that age, 31, I put it in an envelope, drop it off, put a ski mask on, go in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I was a kid and you'll never know who I was or something like that. Or just literally just throw it above the building. Just like somehow just get it to somebody over there and make it not my responsibility anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, surely you can fabricate a story. Like, give it to a friend of yours who didn't go to the school and be like, hey, can you return this to museum and say you, like, found it and, like, an estate sale or something? Like,
there's a way that he could come out a hero, go to Egypt, take it back to where it belongs. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what happens in the movie version
Thank
of this.
You. Thank you.
Young Sheldon goes.
He starts hearing a voice that's like, return me. And he's like, oh, yes. I need to go to the museum. Yes. It's like, no. Mm-hmm.
And Will
Ferrell, take me back to my tomb.
Will Ferrell, the hilarious evil principal, follows him there.
Yeah.
And we shoot Chatsworth for Egypt. It's cheaper.
And it's very clearly Chatsworth.
This is such a good story. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I mean, my new favorite Reddit story.
How do you, like, and then you post it on Reddit. I mean, that's bold, like, to be, like, confess that on the internet.
The next morning, the museum's knocking on his door.
Yeah, what do you do?
I would just give it to someone. I would, like, I would task rabbit. Don't just bring this to
TaskRabbit. Can you imagine being a task rabbit? Just like, just take this, don't worry about it. And it's an ancient artifact. I'd be like, no fucking way, man.
You give that as a gift at White Elephant.
Like, okay, that also happens in the movie. That also happens in the movie. And it's Rebel Wilson. And she gets the thing. And she's like, what am I going to do with this?
I've said it before how I'm like, oh, I'm such a skeptic. Like, I don't necessarily, like, believe hardcore in ghosts. But I'm not fucking with this shit.
Mm-mm. But it's been with you. Hold
I'm
on.
Not,
it's
I
been
know.
With you all of your life.
Yeah, but it was waiting for thousands of years. It can wait a little longer. Who knows? Who knows when it's going to pop off?
So you're keeping it and you're dying with it?
No, I'm getting rid of it. I need to, I like I said, if I am in his boat, I'm either dropping it off at the museum.
Yeah.
And just, not even with a letter, just dropping it off, just leaving it somewhere where it's going to be safe and it's going to be found. Or, I'm not kidding, go to Egypt and like, go like, take
or
it.
Or maybe you own up to it. You go to the museum and you, like, full immunity style, go, I'm going to hand you something and you have to promise me you will not press charges.
Yeah.
Like how cops do full immunity and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Or you could bring it back and you could be like, I've kept this safe for 15 years.
Or you take your fucking bully and you go, this kid, my bully or whatever, you just say like my Chester or whatever,
drop it off he in gave the this to me. Or something.
Yeah, he gave this to me and I thought it would, at the reunion or something, I'm getting too carried away.
Maybe it's like you'd be like, hey, my best friend died and I had no idea, but for so long he kept this secret and I found it when I was going through a box of his stuff and I thought that you should have it back.
And then I remember all
gonna,
those assemblies.
What are they gonna do? Are they gonna dead friend check you? Be like, oh, well, what's the name and address of the friend? Like, they're
but,
just gonna be happy
they're a
they
museum.
Can't talk about
they
it.
Can find shit like that.
Museums specialize in dead people, so that's kind of their thing. Some comments. How wouldn't they notice that they didn't get it back after passing it around? I feel like they wouldn't let you leave until they found it. OP said, you would think so, wouldn't you? But obviously someone wasn't paying enough attention to what came back. They had contacted the school by the next morning, though. Someone said, I want this to be a movie where the figure has the spirit of an ancient pharaoh that possesses the one who took it, and they have to share a body. Every now and then, pharaoh gets control of the body and has to adapt to modern society. That's actually the plot of Yu-Gi-Oh! someone said, museum worker here, I believe this story. Artifacts without provenance, meaning good records of where they are from, are often used as touchable education items. We have a 3,000-year-old knife in a volunteer cart. It was found by someone on their land years ago, but they didn't remember where. This means for research purposes, it's not a good item to keep in our collections. Others are also correct that there are some things, like ancient pottery, are so plentiful that some can be sacrificed to public education without taking away from our collective historical knowledge. If it were me, I'd send it back. Depending on the museum's size, they probably don't have the resources to do a lot of police work and would probably be more relieved than anything. Someone said, take it on Antiques Roadshow. Say you found it at a yard sale. Someone else said, or take it back to Egypt. They probably wouldn't mind a vague backstory. There we go.
Yeah.
We have a mini update.
Oh.
Just to let everyone know, thanks to your comments, I did the right thing and returned the figurine to the museum. I did it anonymously from a different city. I hope they receive it. I feel a lot better. Thank you.
I hope the update. And he's I like, was he's hoping like, the update
And now
was
there's
just...
now all those frogs that were in my house are gone. And the locusts.
Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn, it's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Left my crops.
And I finally see the sun.
And I finally can see the sun.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He's the grandpa from Courage the Cowardly Dog, we found out. I love that story.
Me too.
That's awesome.
It is always trippy to me how you think like artifacts from like ancient civilizations are like, oh, so rare, but there is stuff that is like so common.
Yeah, like when you think about like all the pottery, like just imagine just like all of our mugs, just like shitty mugs. Like years from now.
I treasure all ceramics.
Okay.
I think they're all beautiful. So fuck you. That's why I write all of my diary entries in my coffee mugs. Mm. So that thousands of years
totally,
from now.
Yeah, totally. Totally, dude.
They're going to find all my anime figurines. They're going to be like, this was the art
what
of
if,
that time
What
period.
If 10,000 years from now, there's nothing left of humanity except for Reddit? Wouldn't that suck? some aliens find us and they're like, wow, some fucking virgins lived here.
No virgins wonder they all fucking died. Yeah.
Virgins who hated women.
Yeah, a bunch of assholes lived here. Okay, our next story. This comes from True Off My Chest and good news, bad news. It was reposted on Am I the Devil?
That's how I like them.
Found out that my husband sleeps with his ex-wife from time to time to prevent her from dating.
What?
Oh, dude.
Why?
Whoa.
That's
unbelievable.
That there is so much wrong with one sentence.
Okay. They wrote, I just want to lie down in a fetal position and cry. We have been married for 2 years, two happy years, until I stumbled upon an email from her ex-wife that said that she didn't want to do this anymore because she wanted to find love and meet other men. He told her that he loved her more than anything, even more than the children, they have three, and that he would give her all the sex she wanted. Then he went on about how it was safer for her not to let in strangers into her home. She said that she was done. He asked her to marry him. She told him that she didn't want him back as a husband. He said he loved her. Now I know why he refuses to have shared custody with her and would rather pay $4,500 in child support instead, so she doesn't have time to date. I am so heartbroken. I feel like trash. Why is he doing this? That's up there for one of the worst people I've ever heard on Reddit.
That makes me want to throw up.
Me too.
Whoa.
I can't even like fully understand like half of it. Like it's, oh my God.
So, okay.
He says he loves his ex-wife. He was saying he loves her.
Well, he's telling her. He's manipulating her. Yeah. He's saying that. He's saying whatever he can to just keep her from dating other men. He is married to a new person. I think it's a fair assumption to say that maybe she was an affair partner that he left his ex-wife for. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It kind of doesn't matter at this point. I hope the best scenario now is that she divorces him and his ex-wife leaves him, mm-hmm. stops seeing him, and he's left with nothing. But
yeah. I hate to like be, you know, the person that's like, oh, I'm such a good, I would never do that. I can't imagine such a thing. But it genuinely baffles me that like someone could be that shitty to other human beings.
It takes another level, right? Because there's cheating, and then there's like the continuous manipulation, and like this just takes a whole new level of it all, right? Of just complete disrespect and zero disregard.
And full control. Like somebody
and
who has,
full control. This is a controlling monster.
Is a scary, scary control.
Yeah. Man. Saying like, I don't want you to let other men into like your home around our children. I'll give you all the sex you want. Like, that's such an insane thing to say.
I just hope both of them leave. Some comments. This sounds like you were the other woman. The husband left his wife to be with you, and now the husband regrets leaving her. Am I right? Someone said, wow, so he married his affair partner, that's OP, and made his ex-wife his new affair partner, so he still gets them both? Wow, that's karma to OP. Now both women need to get some self-esteem and dump him so he gets his karma. Mm-hmm. Added context. He had the affair with OP while his wife was mourning the loss of their child. So there is an added level of monstrosity. Someone else said, you lose them how you get them, OP. Everyone sucks here except the ex-wife. I hope she finds a loyal partner.
Also, I want to say that one comment about like how both women need self-esteem to leave. This man sounds controlling, scary, and manipulative. Mm-hmm. And they could still have self-esteem and still be trapped in a bad situation. And that is, this guy is, seems like a predator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, scary word to say.
No, he is. People underestimate how much a really, really talented manipulator can put someone down and control them. I don't think that makes you like a weak or low self-esteem person if you end up in that situation. Mm-hmm. But once you're in her position and you fully recognize who he is and what he is, you owe it to yourself to get out of it. And
100%.
It'll be hard. No 100%. What. They'll make you feel like you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
But it's why, I do think it's why having some staunch morals in life and like lines, like before you're even in a relationship is a good idea of being like, okay, if someone cheats on me, that's it. Or if they do this to me.
Yeah.
Or if they lie to me in this kind of way, that's got to be a line for me. Because then you find yourself in this situation, you're going, well, he's telling me this. But you know the reality is that he did this.
Yeah, but they are trapped. He is trapping them. Like,
They probably feel like there's no other option.
Exactly.
That ex-wife feels like this is the best thing that she can do. Mm-hmm. It's obviously not. We see that from our perspective.
Exactly.
But the hope is, and I mean, that is the positive of posting on these types of anonymous forums mm-hmm. and getting just this massive sentiment of like, what the hell are you doing?
Like asshole, mm. asshole, asshole. And my, yeah. there's no question about it. Everyone agrees.
Yeah. So the hope is that's enough of a wake up call.
Totally.
This might be a controversial take, but I think the guy should be hit by a bus.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Some people might not agree with me, but I think maybe
he should
be struck by a bus.
The bus would have shit all over it, and you'd have to clean it.
We don't want to put the bus through that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe I said that.
It's kind of true. Our next story, another confession. I threw an adult doll along the roadside. There were media reports the next day. OP is Norwegian, so we adjusted some of the grammar. I bought my adult doll, a XXX toy, a couple of years ago, and
a sex doll.
A sex toy?
Like thinking it was like an American girl doll.
Me too.
Like it was like, yeah, this is a doll for a doll.
I was like, oh, it probably looked like a young
like
child.
Like a kid,
on the
road.
This person threw a life-size adult doll.
Wow.
Along the roadside.
Dude, why? So,
I bought my adult doll, an XXX toy, a couple of years ago and hid it in the hunting room away from my wife.
Yeah, she doesn't go in there with the guns and the mounted elk heads. That would be really safe there.
Man shed.
Last year, I decided to throw away the doll. It felt completely wrong to use it in secret from the wife. I decided to get rid of the doll somewhere out in nature. There wasn't room in a normal bin, and it's embarrassing to take it to the landfill. Therefore, I took a spade, shovel, to bury it in the forest. Drove off, but I suddenly had bad timing and panicked, and thus ended up throwing it on the side of the road.
Could you fucking imagine in front of your car? You see a man just kind of go,
The crazy part is how do you get that out of the car by yourself? Like, you got a hand on the wheel, and it's an adult size. You're, like,
he probably had to pull over
clutching,
and throw it out.
Yeah.
Get up.
That's crazy.
Tragicomic as it all was, the doll ended up being found by people the next day. Someone who was on their way to work and got a little shock, it made headlines in the local newspaper, some regional, and one national newspaper. The doll was never traced back to me. The newspaper, this is Google translated, shocked motorists. It was quite a sight. Arms and legs stuck up from the edge of the ditch on Sunday morning.
No way.
Wait, let me see.
Oh my God.
What the fuck am
Dude,
I looking at?
What are the hold legs on. Crossed? Hold
can I see?
On.
Can I gotta
do that. Probably got fucked up when he threw it.
Whoa, it's cool to hold this.
Wait, let me see that. I'm gonna try and do the pose.
Wait, where?
What is this?
It's my fucking God.
It's like feet here and the arm is like wrapped around or something.
And this doll's anus is out.
This is crazy.
And the doll has socks on. The doll has socks.
The doll has socks on.
And her arm is...
What are the socks for?
This is fucking crazy.
What are the socks?
Bro, me after the holiday party. Sorry.
That is crazy.
That's unbelievable.
That's terrifying, though. If you see that on the side of the road.
No.
That's awful.
Like, who called him and said, hey, I need you to be somewhere that he's like, ah.
He said he felt bad. Oh, you mean like when he shat the bed of digging for her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been worse, as if him on the side of the road digging a ditch with a naked body right there.
Yeah.
Could have gone a lot worse.
I'm like, put it on offer up. Like, pick it up today.
Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, that bitch. Like,
pick
come on.
Pick it up today.
Free it's, 99.
It's a good thing they couldn't trace it back to him.
That's unbelievable. This is risky, though. I mean, I feel like there's enough details
they're like, we found so much of your DNA on this. So much of it.
The picture is crazy.
It's insane. Yeah.
Comments, imagine if the police caught you while you were digging a hole in the forest to bury what looks like a beheaded corpse, LMAO. The other comment, said screw it, and Googled sex doll found on side of road. Going off the number of results, this seems to be the proper way to get rid of one. I thought maybe one or two might pop up. I was wrong, LOL. OP says, I now know how nerve-wracking it is to throw the doll out of the car and drive away. You feel very guilty.
Oh my God.
Someone said, LMAO, dude, I don't know what I expected when I clicked on the link, but it wasn't that. Why did you leave the socks on it?
You know, it's so crazy that this is in like a rural area. Cause I feel like at low key, if I was just driving around in LA and I saw a sex doll like on the 405, I'd probably just be like, nah.
No, I'd be like, that's somebody's like, yeah. Oh, thesis no. Or something, I don't know.
Someone's thesis. Be like, oh, is that a Banksy?
Dude, is that a Banksy?
Imagine if he wakes up the next day and the sex doll's just back in his house.
I was gonna say, what's the movie where the mermaid becomes a woman? A real life woman, it's an old movie.
The Little Mermaid.
No, Splash! Splash! And, but it's a sex doll, and he throws it out. Then she wakes up, guess who it is? Rebel Wilson. And she, this summer.
Wow, only in Norway.
There's a crazy movie on Netflix that Raven and I got like 20 minutes into. It's called Hot Frosty.
Yes!
We got some fans. Yes. Did you watch it all the way through?
Yes.
Is it a hot snowman?
It's a hot snowman, turns into a real guy.
I'm in.
Oh my God. All right, next story. This comes from True Off My Chest. My mother-in-law cut my hair in my sleep because she thought I cheated on my husband. So I'm still processing this, but I need to get it off my chest. Last night, I woke up and realized someone had butchered my hair. One side is a jagged pixie cut, other side hangs awkwardly past my shoulder. At first, I thought I was losing my mind. Maybe I sleepwalked or something, but no. To be that heavy of a sleeper.
Yeah, that's absurd.
I confronted my husband, Tim, because he's been acting weird lately, but he denied it. Then he drops this bombshell. My mom, she might have done it.
How does she get in?
This is a horror story. Apparently, my mother-in-law, let's call her Diane, is convinced I've been cheating on Tim. Why? Because last week, she saw me having lunch with a coworker. For the record, the coworker, Kyle, is gay, and we were literally talking about work. But Diane decided I must have been having an affair, and instead of, you know, talking to me or Tim, she broke into our house in the middle of the night with scissors and went full Edward Scissorhands on my hair.
This is fucking wild.
This morning, I confronted her. At first, she played innocent, but when I pressed her, she literally said, well, maybe now you'll think twice before humiliating my son. I was fuming. I told her Kyle isn't even into women, but she just rolled her eyes and said something like, that's what they all say. I didn't even know how to respond to that level of delusion. Tim is horrified and apologetic, but I'm struggling here. This woman violated my personal space, destroyed my hair, and acted like she was in the right. I wanted to go no contact with her, but Tim is stuck between me and his mom, and I feel like this is going to be a huge blow up in our marriage. Any advice? Because I'm honestly at a loss here. My husband and I will be going to my mother-in-law's tomorrow to talk to her about the situation again. Hopefully everyone will be calmed down by then and I won't have to threaten legal action. Thank you all for the support and suggestions. I will keep them in mind.
Unbelievable.
So
whoa, dude.
That is...
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. See, this is why I sleep with my head sandwiched between two pillows. Because I'm always worried about this happening.
To be clear.
Yeah.
This is a assault.
No, yeah.
It is probably several crimes lumped into one.
Oh, yeah.
She violated her body.
Breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering. I mean, just all
assault,
of it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a clear-cut case.
100%. No, she could press charges and, like, ruin the mother-in-law's life. Like, that is so insane
to absolutely terrifying that the mom was able to pull this off without waking them both up.
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical of the husband because she broke into their house. She goes and cuts her hair, gets out of the house, and the husband's like, yeah, it might have been my mom. You just knew?
Yeah.
Right off the bat, you're like, yeah, probably was my mom. What? Like,
this is so, like, oh my.
That's horrifying.
God. I also think, I understand her. That is a no contest.
This person doesn't respect personal bound, like your literal, like your body.
Yeah.
They will just come into your space without your permission and fuck your shit up. That is just so, I wouldn't be able to go into her house.
Because she was having lunch with a coworker.
Yeah.
That's why she did this. God knows what she'll continue to do.
No.
That is such a violation.
That's the starting point, as far as we know. So, I mean, this mom could actually kill someone.
Yeah. Like, to invade someone's house like that and cross that boundary, it's not that far off, right?
No.
It's like...
No, I would. At that point, I would assume the mom is capable of anything.
It would be hard for me to sleep in that house.
I wouldn't be able to be in the same state as that mom.
No, it's indefensible. There's like no, like, if I'm the husband, I genuinely love my mom so much, and I obviously know she would never do anything like this. But if she did something like this, like, that is not anywhere in the realm of okay. And if my wife said, I want to go no contact, I'd be like, okay. Like, that is such a violation.
You have to make her and her body feel safe in that house, right? Like, if you're this person's partner,
yeah,
you have to make this person feel like they can rest.
I would be reporting the mom, if I'm him, I'm reporting the mom, not out just for the safety of my wife, but also kind of for the safety of the mom, being like, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot be out in public right now. Mm. Like, I don't know what kind of help you need, but oh my God. Like, that is a delusion that is so extreme.
And what did she think of her son, to not be able to stand up for himself, or that she has to invade into his relationship if he's being cheated on? Like, he's an adult. He's not being cheated on, but if that's the case, he's not a child. He's like an adult man.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many situations where a mother or father-in-law is being awful in a much more like normal, like, mm-hmm. kind of way, I guess is the best way I can say it. And I understand where it's tough to be put in that bind between like your spouse and your parent. Mm-hmm. This is a situation where I feel like the answer is pretty clear.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm siding with the person who a crime was committed against, and I need to make them feel safe. Mom, you're a criminal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. You've lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've lost in this situation. comments, this is assault. Please report her. Terrifying. Someone said, if your husband doesn't realize that this is straight up crazy behavior and that you need to be protected from this lunatic, he needs to be an ex. Someone else said, this time it was your hair, which in itself is a huge deal. Next time it could be an injury. Your husband shouldn't be stuck between his mom and you.
Yeah.
This woman is 100% to blame. You did nothing wrong. If she can't communicate things and takes this type of action, she can't be trusted. I wouldn't be trusting my husband either in this situation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried that he woke up and saw it happen and then like...
Oh my God.
Because I'm just like, how did he know? He knew right off the bat that it was the mom, which either means she was saying something before or he woke up and was like, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that they both didn't wake up. And I believe her.
Yeah.
Because if she woke up, she would have been like, what the fuck? But I'm having a hard time that he didn't either.
Or maybe he just like knows his mom is a revengeful person, or he's just like on a much less insane scale. Just he has his mom fight his own battles.
Update.
Oh, yeah.
After the conversation we had with Diane this morning, I noticed my husband, Tim, was acting weird. At first, I thought it was just guilt about standing up to his mom, but it felt like more than that. He's been avoiding eye contact and getting defensive when I bring up what happened.
No.
Earlier, I couldn't take it anymore, so I sat him down and told him he needed to be 100% honest with me about everything. That's when he dropped the bombshell. Apparently, Diane didn't come up with the haircut idea on her own. Tim admitted that he knew about it ahead of time and even helped her. I felt like I'd been punched in the stomach. He said he truly thought I was cheating on him with Kyle, my gay coworker, because Diane had convinced him that there was too much evidence to ignore. When she suggested cutting my hair as some kind of weird punishment, he didn't stop her. In fact, he led her into our house that night while I was sleeping. Tim said he didn't want to confront me directly because he wasn't ready for the truth. So instead, he let his mother do this insane thing to me, thinking it would force me to come clean. Afterward, when I didn't admit to cheating, he started to realize that he might have been wrong. But by then, he didn't know how to tell me what he'd done. He kept saying, I'm so sorry, I was just confused. But I honestly don't know how to process this. This wasn't just Diane acting like a lunatic. This was both of them. And my own husband betrayed me in one of the most humiliating ways possible. I packed a bag and am staying with a friend tonight while I figure out what to do. I don't know if I can ever trust him again after this. I think your answer's there.
Yeah.
It's not just the haircut. It's the fact that he didn't talk to me, believed the worst about me without any proof, and actively participated in something so cruel and violating. As for Diane, she's officially dead to me. I've already told Tim that I don't want her in my life ever again, regardless of what happens between us. Right now, I'm torn. Part of me wants to file a police report on both of them for what they did, but I'm scared of how messy it will get. Another part of me just wants to cut ties and move on, but that feels like letting them off too easy. I don't know what my next step is, but I do know this. I deserve better than this. Thank you to everyone who has supported me through this. Your comments and advice have meant the world, and I'm truly grateful for the kindness and understanding. It's helping me find the strength to figure out what comes next. Dude, do not, like, let him off. Mm-mm. This is unbelievable.
No, pressing charges against the mom, 100%. I guess if you want to have a conversation with your husband.
They both did it, though.
Yeah.
The husband and the mom worked together to do this. They're both 100% liable.
Somehow it got so much worse. I wouldn't think that would happen.
I didn't think this could get worse. Either way, the end result is getting as far away from these people as possible. He is an absolute dumbass. I mean, what did he think was going to happen? Is like, oh, you're cheating on me, so I'm going to have my mom cut your hair in the middle of the night, and that will do something. I just don't understand what his line of thinking is here. Can you not form a complete sentence and ask your wife a question? Can you not talk to her? Like, how stupid are you? I hope charges get pressed against them so that it makes it clearer for people in the future that he is dangerous. And that it will prevent other people from ever being with him. That's my hope. I also fully see what she's saying, because when we're reading a story on the internet, it's easy to be like, oh, dude, go to court, fucking take him down. But you are kind of committing potentially your whole life.
And it costs
to
money.
Legal battles, a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It sucks that it is so complicated. I understand her just being like, I want to just get away and just move.
I would be scared of the
mom. I totally
mom.
Understand it.
Yeah, I'd be so scared of any retaliation that they would do if you took legal action.
Especially when you already know these are dangerous people. Mm-hmm. Like, truly dangerous people. That's scary because you're like, oh. Because if she was like, oh, I'm worried about doing this because I'm worried they'll, like, murder me. I'd be like, I can't say no, they won't.
She had scissors around her head.
Yeah, that is the behavior of someone who is capable of murder.
Yeah.
To me. Final update.
God.
I just wanted to give an update after everything that's happened. After spending the last couple of days trying to process everything, I finally made some concrete decisions. First, I contacted a divorce lawyer. I explained the entire situation, including that my husband admitted to and how his mother violated my trust and personal safety. The lawyer was very supportive and walked me through the process of filing for divorce. While it feels daunting, I know this is the best decision for me. I can't see a future where I could ever trust my husband again after what he allowed to happen. Second, I decided to press charges against my mother-in-law. I've filed a police report for assault, and I've documented everything. Photos of my hair, text messages, and the timeline of events. While I'm still nervous about how messy this could get, I refuse to let her get away with what she did. What she did wasn't just humiliating, it was an act of violence, and she needs to be held accountable for it. As for my husband, I've made it clear that I'm done. I've moved out and will not be returning. I've blocked his mother entirely and am limiting any communication with him to legal matters only. I'm still scared, hurt, and figuring things out, but I feel a little more empowered now that I've taken these steps. Thank you to everyone who has offered me advice, support, and encouragement. It's helped me more than you know. This is still far from over, but I'm determined to move forward and build a better future for myself. I'll keep you updated as things progress.
Wow.
I think that's the best possible outcome right now.
Yeah.
That's the last update. I hope things work out for her.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that's,
man.
That's unbelievable.
That's like a true horror story.
Yeah, it really is. That's it's so scary.
Terrifying.
I can't believe what people are capable of. Because that is just shocking.
That's so bad.
That's one of the wildest ones we've ever read.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I'm imagining, like, if I woke up in the middle of the night and someone was in my room with scissors, that I would never be able to, like, forget that, you know? Like, that would freak me out forever.
I would think it's a demon.
Yeah.
I'd wake up and be like, oh, a demon is trying to kill me. I need to return that figurine that I stole 30 years ago. Well, I hope for the best for her. If we ever get another update, we'll be sure to share it. Because hopefully some positive things happen for her. Our last story.
Okay.
I bought my sister's wedding dress. Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right, sick. Anyways, thanks, guys. This comes from True Off My Chest. I bought my sister's wedding dress. My sister got married 4 years ago. She had her beautiful wedding dress made by a tailor she loved. Some months ago, she told us she'd put it on a secondhand website to sell it because she and her husband could use the money. I knew it obviously had a huge sentimental value. She was even planning on having it shortened so that she could wear it again for their anniversary. She was selling it reluctantly. I could see tears in her eyes when she told us. What she doesn't know is that I created an account on the website and I bought it anonymously. I had a bonus last month and I couldn't see a better way to spend my money. I plan on taking it to the tailor who made the dress, ordering the changes she wanted, thankfully were the same size, and I want to gift it back to her for their anniversary in a few months. I love my sister. I hope it makes her happy. Edit, some people are suggesting I don't make any changes to the dress. Thank you for your concern. However, my sister was in the process of having it shortened with her tailor anyway, but my brother-in-law had to stop working for a few months due to his health, and money started getting a bit tight. That's why she had to sell it. She could no longer keep it and absolutely not pay for the changes. I've arranged with her tailor to resume the project as per my sister's wishes before she had to sell the dress.
Hmm. That's so adorable.
It's really sweet.
It's nice to have a happy... story.
Yeah.
Not your sister, 420 would be my account name.
Yeah.
Not your sister, 49420. That's an awesome account name.
That's a really good account name.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that.
That's the worst thing I've heard.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah, I hate you.
I cannot. How sweet.
It's very sweet. That's going to be epic. It's going to be an epic anniversary.
Could you imagine opening that gift?
Yeah.
Comments. You're a good sibling. Someone said, after doom scrolling Reddit, I really needed this. Thank you for the beautiful story.
Us too.
Yeah. Yeah, we needed it as well. Someone lastly said, I'm going to be honest. Something about her selling something so important to help because her husband has health issues makes me tear up. Not because she has to, which is in itself sad, but because she is so supportive of her partner slash family. There's something about that support slash partnership that really gets me. Hard to explain. It's probably because I also have health issues and my wife has supported me so much too. Anyway, that sacrifice got me right in the feels, and then here comes OP with this huge gift. Wasn't expecting to be so affected today. They sound like a great couple with a great family. Good for you, OP. That's going to be a priceless gift for someone who needs it and deserves it. Mm. And then she also got her an Egyptian figurine. She's like, yeah, I don't know where this came from.
I'm glad there are good people out there. It makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Every time we read Reddit stories, not every time. There are a lot of great stories with like really awesome and funny people, but sometimes I'm like, God, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Totally. It's,
yeah, especially a couple of these, but that's sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster every time.
I had a wild confession the other day. I'm not gonna confess it here.
Wow, man.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I just wanted to let you all know, you know, all relatable.
Right. All right, put in the comments what you think Trevor's confession was.
Yeah, what's Trevor's confession?
It was genuinely a thing that I kind of like forgot that I did when I was younger and I never told anyone.
All right, what did Trevor do when he was a kid?
Guess
how
in
many
the
likes
comments
does this
below.
Video need?
If this video gets 100,000 likes, Trevor will have to confess.
That's it.
I'll confess.
You will confess?
It's embarrassing. It's like something that like I genuinely look back on and I'm like, that's like really, like there was no reason for me to do that.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
How many likes do we normally get?
200,000 likes?
150.
Okay.
150.
If this video gets 150,000 likes, Trevor will confess.
And Angela will be there.
And we will be there. I don't know where we'll confess this, but he will confess it somewhere.
I will confess it.
So make sure to like this video and let us know what are the themes and subreddits you'd like to see on this show. And we will see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.